Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach
where your host is, Sadie Elliott. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Joy and Peace. We have an exciting topic we're going to be talking about today. But before we start, we will have a few words of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come to you, Lord Jesus, today. And the most humblest way that we know how, Lord, we come and lifting up each and every person to you today, dear Heavenly Father, that will hear this broadcast, whether it's morning, noon, or evening, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this opportunity today, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you for being on top of the ground and not under the ground, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you that I am able to share with someone that may be listening today, dear Heavenly Father, on the topic that you have given me on decisions. And dear Heavenly Father, today is the best decision that they can make in their life is to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Amen, amen. Well, good morning and good morning. Today, our topic is on decisions. And I know through life, we all go through making decision, whether we made the right decision or the wrong decision. But it come to in our life, we have to come to a decision in our life. And I hope the decision today for each and every person that tune in will be a decision to follow Jesus Christ. First off, making a decision is arriving at a solution that ends uncertainties or that settles a dispute. It is distinguished between optional, some big, some little, some good, some evil. But today, the most important decision in life is this: what shall I do with Jesus? If you choose to accept him, your eternal destiny and your life on earth will be radically different from what they will be if you choose not to accept him. My, my, my. So to get right down to our topic today on decision, the most important decision you can make is to follow God. And we're coming from our first chapter this morning from Joshua, the 24th chapter, and the 15th verse. And it says, choosing today whom you will serve. But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. In this, it's saying, following God and believing in his son Jesus is a decision that has eternal implication. Today, you know, we need to make that wise decision today to follow God. We should always seek God's wisdom first in any big situation, any big decision we are going to make. We need to seek God's wisdom. And as I was going through the Word of God, in reading, in Nehemiah 1 and 1 through 11, it was talking about Nehemiah was faced with a huge challenge in his life. The walls of Jericho was in despair, and the returned exiles was vulnerable and disheartenment. When Nehemiah got his news, we see his four stops proceeded to approaching the problem. First, he carefully studied the situation. Second, the emphasis with those who were hurting it. And the fourth, this is to humble himself before God. And fourth, that was the third, I'm sorry, third is, when he humbled himself before God. And the fourth is, he prayed. And what a prayer near my atoned to God. Confessing the nation, the narration to the sin to the Lord. My, 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 my. And finally, he petitioned God for help. When you think about that, when you read Nehemiah, I just broke it down from verse 1, 1 through 11. You know, ultimately, Nehemiah knew what every great leader knows. All wisdom comes from God. And using his wisdom to make good decisions is something God wants to help us learn to do. Prayer then must become a permanent part of our decision-making process. Even in the area of business, the fact that it may strike up as an old or odd notion to pray over business decisions reveals how we have fallen prey to the false notion that decisions between the sacred and the secluded. As fully developing followers of Jesus, however, our calling is to do everything in the name of the Lord. This would include making decisions. And when you think about it, anything you do today, no matter where you are, on your job, on your way to church, Bible study, on your way to the even to the store, it's a decision to be made. When you get there, should I get this, should I get that? You're thinking constantly all day about decisions you make, and you want to make the right one. Sometimes we make the wrong decision. We learn from the decision we made, but we can go to the Word of God in Acts. Before we step out on a decision, pray about it. Is this the right decision? You know, a lot of times you be wondering, should I move here? Should I move there? Should I take this job? Should I go for higher wages? You know, it's a decision, just like your decision to follow Christ. In Psalms 25 and 4, it says, show me the path where I should walk. And it also said, O Lord, point out the right road for me to follow. Here you are asking God to show you the path that you should walk. And, you know, he's pointing out the right road for you to take. Knowing the scriptures and gleaning their wisdom give us more optional in our decision-making and provides us with the discernment we need to make healthy choice. A right decision is one that is consistent with the principle of truth found in God's Word. If only one of the options would please God, that is the right decision. If there are several options that are consistent with God's Word, then, rather than the decision itself, the most important thing may be the process of trusting God to help you make the most of the path that you choose. We have to go to God. For whatever situation, whatever come up in our life, we need to go to God and to the Word of God, where we will make the right decision. And as I was reading in Romans 8, and 28, and the Word of God say, not me, the Word say, and we know that God calls everything to work together for the good of those who love him and are called by him. You know, even if we don't always make the best decision, God has the power to make the decision turn out in our best interest. You know, a lot of times we think about and we ponder through our head, should I do this, should I do that, should I go here, should I go there, should I wear this, should I not? You know, it's always a decision that we need to make. So when we go to God in prayer and when we read what the Word of God say in the Scriptures, we're going to come up with the right decision. But when we do things haphazardly and jump at anything, we haven't thought that process out yet for us to make the right decision. You know, and I have, what are some of the principles of good decision making? I'm glad you asked. Turn your Bibles to Proverbs, the 18th chapter, and the 13th verse. It says, what a shame, what folly to give advice before listening to the facts. How many times we go off and run off, as they say, half-cocked, and we haven't finished hearing what was being said, what we were reading, before we jump to conclusion. Make sure you have all the facts before you make a quick decision. In Proverbs 18 and 15, it says, intelligent people always open to new ideas. In fact, they look for them. And I'm just saying today, be open to new ideas. You know, it's nothing wrong with some of the things, the old way or the old sayings that we say or cliches we have to drop a lot of time. But be open to ideas, because something was even brought to my attention. A lot of things I was doing, I was going about it in the long, drawn-out way, because I love to cook. I love to read. But I started learning, you know, some simpler ways. I sew, and I started learning some simpler ways of doing something with my mind was open to new ideas. So some of you listening to this broadcast today, your mind may be open. Someone may drop a nugget in your life that help you with something. And as you look around, you understand, say, well, you know what? I'm going to try what they told me. That was a, and when you found out how much better it was, you said, you know, that was a good decision that I received from someone that helped me. And I'm still in the Word of God. 1 John says, 5 and 14, and we can be confident that he will listen to us whenever we ask him for anything in line with his will. You heard that? We can be confident that he will listen to us, meaning God will listen to us whenever we ask him for anything in line with his will. It's got to be in his will, not our will, but his will. We can seek God's guidance in whatever decision that we are contemplating we need to make. Seek God first. And I'm staying in Proverbs, the 12th chapter, and the 15th verse, just a few lines say, fools think they need no advice, but the wise listen to others. And you know, if you've heard that, fools will never listen. They're going to go on and do about whatever they want. That's what the Word of God says. I'm not calling anybody a fool, but that's what the Word says. Fools think they need no advice, but the wise listen to others. You know, you need to seek the advice of trusted friends, those that you trust and you have confidence that have not led you astray. God will put them in your pathway that would help you with decision, within, you know, listening to others. Because sometimes people can give you good advice. Sometimes they may give you bad. But if they have went through a situation that you are on your way into now, some things that they tell you will help you on decision making for yourself that will make that decision a little bit easier for you. So today I'm hoping everyone that's listening to this broadcast will be making wise decisions, whether it's on marriage, whether it's on finances, whether it's on jobs, whether it's on all what I should do, on what the Word is saying. Listen to what God is saying through the Word of God on your decision, what you need to do. And in Psalms 119 and 98, here your command makes me wiser than my enemies. For your commandments are my constant guide. Meaning when you take the commands from God, that's your guide right there. Making sure the decision is not based on value that can contradict God's word. You're going to have to make your decision based on the Word of God. He's telling us that clearly in his word. And you know, how do I know if I make a good decision? I'm glad you asked. Psalm 79:9 says, help us, O God, of our salvation. Help us for the honor of your name. When you read that verse, you know you've made a good decision when what you decided honors God. He will help you make the right decision from his name. What you do is go to God. Lay your petitions before God. Tell God what you want, what you would like. He will give you instruction on that decision that you need to make. He will help you whatever area, whatever decision that you are contemplating today. God is the answer to everything. He will guide you, and when you come out and you see how smooth that situation was, how you was able to derive at that decision-making process that you was going through, you can't do nothing but give God all the praise. Give him all the honor. And if you still have your Bibles open, turn to Galatians, the 5th chapter, the 22nd to the 23rd verse. And it reads, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And when you read that, you know you are made a good decision. When the fruits of your decision produce good results, you're going to know that you know that you have made the right decision. So when you're thinking and contemplating about a decision that affects not only you, somebody else's life, will you make the right decision? Read Galatians 5:22-23. And it's telling you right there the fruit of the Spirit is love. It is joy. It is peace. It is long-suffering. It is kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Ooh, you know, when you think about keeping that self-control when you're making decisions, having that joy and that peace that you know you made the right decision. And when you read in Hebrews, turn your Bibles now to Hebrews, the 5th chapter and the 14th verse. And as you read, just giving you a little bit of it, solid food is for those who have trained themselves to recognize the difference between right and wrong and do what is right. You know, when you read that, you will more consistently make good decisions. If you are spending consistent time in God's word and acting upon its principle, you can't help but make the right decision. Because the decision you make is to follow God, and he's going to lead you in the right decision. And as I was reading a little further, and I went to Psalms 113:6, and I was reading, though the Lord our God sits enthroned on high, he stooped down to look on heaven and the earth. He's a transcendent and a majestic, but he's also intimate, attentive, and compassion. Even though God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and ever-present, the scripture portrays the very real interaction with his people in earthly time and space, and affirms that our prayers make a difference in the outworking of God's promise. My. You know, when you think about that, we all today going to need to make a decision. We pondering, will we make the right decision? We want to really pray about whatever decision we need to make. And as I was reading in the scripture on decision, in 1 Chronicles 12 and 32, we find two key prerequisites for good decision making and understanding the times and knew what issue should do. And I was reading this here, you know, this little rugged is a tuck away in the middle of a listing of the men who had volunteered to serve David and who supported his anointing as king over Israel. And as you read the description of these unique men, underscore two essential components of affection in effective decision-making: awareness and decisiveness. God's decision requires accurate information and carefully analyzing all of the pertaining facts. Although there is a place for spontaneous, important decision generally should not be rushed since they require sufficient time for gestation. But once made, such decisions should be decisively communicated and implemented. Like the men, leaders need to understand the time and be well aware of the culture climax in which they live and work so that they may become transformed rather than conformed. You know, I just keep going back to the decision. Because when we woke up this morning, praise the Lord, we started with the decision making. What should, some were saying, if they're not fasting, what should I eat for the breakfast this morning? What should I wear this morning? Decision. Who should I call and check on this morning? Decision. I'm just letting you know, in the course of a day, you make decisions that you probably don't literally think about the word decision, but you're making decisions every day. Should I leave home today? Should I stay home? I need gas. Which filling station should I go to? I'm just giving you examples on decision making because we make decisions each and every day of our lives. But our most important decision should be to follow Christ. And when we follow Christ and give him and lay everything at his feet, he will give us direction on what he wants to do. In Judges 6 and 39, it says, then Gideon said to God, this time let the fleece remain dry while the ground around it is wet with dew. Here, he was talking about, should I put out the fleece? And Gideon explained, it's often used by Christians facing a decision. However, great caution must be exercised when putting out a fleece because it tends to limit the options of God, who has unlimited options available to us. My. You know, important decision in life. And we're making them every day. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, but we can go to God and say, God, I fail. I didn't even come to you before I made this decision. I want to do things decently in order. So, God, you help me in my decision making because I want to do what thus said the Lord. And I know my first priority is serving you, following and believing what you said in the Word of God. Even when you pick up your Bible in the morning, midday, at night, before you go to bed, you're asking God, Lord, give me the scriptures you want me to read today, tonight, this afternoon. That's the decision making, because you don't want to just turn everything in the word of God is true. But sometimes he has a word for you in a particular chapter, in a particular verse. So when you go before God and ask him to give you that which you need to help you for that day, for that decision you may need to make, he's going to take you to the scripture. He's going to revelate exactly what he wants you to do. Before I come on the air every week, I have a decision. I say, God, what should I give your people? What is lacking in our lives as Christians that we need to take a hold of? So before I come on, I pray about what decision. What should I talk about? That's a decision that I have to go to God with, because I don't want to come on with no anything. I don't know who may listen into the broadcast. It may be a decision that they are trying to make in their life. It may be something today that I help them through the word of God that will lead them to what God would have them to do, which way God would have them to go. And as I was reading, even a seemingly small decision have lasting consequences. That means whatever decision we make, we have to live by the decision we made. And if we make the wrong decision, we can go to God. But you know, sometimes we say, you know, my mind told me to do this. Something told me to say this, or something told me to say that. But did we pray about it first to know if that's what God had wanted us to say? And we missed the opportunity of saying it or doing it. We have to be so careful in our presentation to others and telling others, let us be able to tell them what God say, to do what God say do. And as I was reading in Proverbs, the first chapter, 1-6, and the word of God was saying, these are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel. The purpose of these proverbs is to teach people wisdom and discipline and to help them understand wise saying. Though these proverbs, people will receive instruction in discipline, good conduct, and doing what is right, just, and fair. These proverbs will make the simple-minded clever. They will give knowledge and purpose to young people. And, you know, as I was reading on, it said, let those who are wise listen to these proverbs and become even wiser. And let those who understand receive guidance by exploring the depths of meaning in these proverbs, the parable, wise saying, and riddle. Meaning, you know, you go through. Before you make a quick decision, you're going before God to give you the knowledge and the instruction in your decision-making process. You know, that is so good for the understanding, to know what God is saying to each and every one of us today in our decisions. And 1 Samuel 15:22-23, just briefly was saying, but Samuel replied, what is more important and more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offering and sacrifice, or your obedience to his voice? Because you reject the word of the Lord, he has rejected you from being king. Sinful decision, even small ones, can have consequence, just like a cancer that grows wildly out of control. Today, we need to be making wise decisions. No matter what we are contemplating today, let's all go to God to make sure we are making the wise decision. And in Psalms 23:3 is telling us, let me turn to that. Right now, 23:3 says, He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake, here, God guides us with our big decision. We can go to the Word of God. And in Proverbs 3 and 6, I'm going to turn to that and read that, what it says. And Proverbs 3 and 6 says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. He shall, not me, not that, he shall direct your path. First, seeking God, advice, reap reward. When you see God on every decision that you need to make. When you read that, you're going to see where the good advice reap is by his reward. So today, I hope I was able to help someone on whatever decision from the Word of God you need to make today in your life. I would like for you, and God wants you for sure, to make the right decision. So take time from your busy schedule today and just seek God on decisions that you need to make today in the Word of God, because it would help you. It will open up your eyes, your understanding, to get into the Word of God before arriving at the wrong conclusion. You know, and I thought about, you know, sometimes we're trying to make a decision, and I'm going to just use these as example. As chocolate or vanilla. We go to the store, we want ice cream, we're making a decision on, should I get chocolate, should I get strawberry, or should I get vanilla? And I'm just using that as a decision. Like, you know, when you go to the store, you go with your list, but when you come out, you've made sometimes some poor decision because you put things in your basket you know you shouldn't even be eating. And then you say, the devil made me do it. No, that was a decision that you made. You wanted all that chocolate. You wanted that cake. You wanted that cookie. But when you think about it, on decision, even when we don't make the best decision, we can be confident that God work out all things, not just solution or isolated incidents for our good. This does not mean that all what happened to us is good, nor does it mean that the consequence of poor decision will not come back to haunt us. Evil is prevalent in our fallen world today, but God is able to turn it around for our benefit in the long run. Note that God is not working to make us happy, but to fulfill his purpose. Note also that the promise is not for everybody. It can be claimed only by those people who love God and who are fitted into his plan, not our plan, but God's plan. And such people have a new perspective on life. They look to God for their security. They also learn to accept rather than resent pain and persecution on earth because it brings them closer to God. We usually think of God giving us the most help when we are in the process of making a decision. But could it be that God actually reserved most of his input for later on? As that decision works itself out, might this be a more powerful way for us to learn to rely on him and not ourselves? So today, I hope your decision is to follow God today. And on following God, he will open up every avenue for you today. He's standing right there today, any decision you need to make, just consult the God on them, because he's all-powerful, he's all-knowing. I hope someone was able to go to the scriptures with me today and read for yourself what thus said the Lord on decision. And just paraphrasing a few things, like talking about the ice cream or going to the store, those were just examples. Going to the filling station, those were just some examples that we make decisions every day. And today we want to make the best possible decision of our lives. So I hope someone was able to be helped by the decision today. And as we get ready to go off the air, we hope and trust that you will tune in next week on another exciting topic. And thank everyone today for tuning in to Joy and Peace Outreach. And as you listen to, encourage yourself as you make the right decision today to follow Christ. That's the best decision that you can make, is to follow Christ today. And I will leave with, I love you. And if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you that's listening today. Bye-bye, and I'll put on Encourage Yourself Today.
Yourself. Impression.